Paredes de Coura é música,
é gente,
é floresta,
é rio
e este ano
também é rum.
Entrevistas, reportagens e vozes do público.
Acompanha tudo no nosso Instagram e em emissão. Sunflower
in the morning. Sintoniza. Rumo a Coura.
Hello, thank you so much. We're with Being Dead. Thank you for talking to Rum. Well, let's start because we didn't know your band, and this latest record came to our radio station when we what the fuck is this? So from the beginning, because I know you're good friends. How did your friendship first turn into making music together?
Oh. I would say just we've always been making music, so it made a lot of sense to just start making music together if we're going to be around each other all the time. It's a natural transition or progression. Uh-huh. Yeah, nothing super crazy though, just doing it.
You two are friends for a long time ago?
Yeah, we've been friends for 8 or 9 years now. Actually, I've known you for almost 10, 11 years. Yeah, and with friendship comes
you've known me great for 10 or 11 years now, and only been friends for around 8 years. You've known me for 10, so yeah. You hated me at first.
We had a big rivalry, and then we had a huge rivalry because, well, he was a rival FX makeup artist in town, and I was doing FX makeup, and he was getting some of my clients, and
I was getting all the high-paying gigs, really.
He was getting the big stuff. Yeah. So, but what started as a rivalry blossomed into a friendship, and the drama of that transition, that metamorphosis, is where the music was born, in the churning crucible of beauty and laughter.
So, yeah. So, a question for all three of you. What do you think that the other one brings to the band that is precious?
Oh, that's nice. Aww. Good question. Everyone has their unique style.
Well, he's the bad boy. You're the diva superstar.
I'm the hot shot.
You're the hot shot. And I'm the baby.
You're the baby?
Yeah.
You don't agree with that.
Well, they had to take care of me.
Yeah. So you certainly whine like a baby.
Oh
sometimes.
My gosh.
But that's just my bad boy coming in.
They're whining in tune, too.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
She's our angel.
Oh, nice.
Ah.
She's good. She's got the best heart.
Okay.
We're rotten.
What do you think that they bring to good to the band?
Oh, I think... Falcon really helps me out with a lot of things that I'm not super, that don't come naturally to me musically, so that's great. And Nicole is kind of a one-of-a-kind creature that can do, that is very good at this, at things that no one else can do. So, I don't know, it's like, I would say Nicole's kind of a niche thing that is very important for us. I think it's very cool, and Falcon is more of a broad, very helpful. She's just a broad. Just a very helpful songwriting and all that stuff.
Okay. Yeah. So there's a looseness and unpredictability in your sound that's very alluring for me at least. And I wonder, where does it come, or do you try to forge it on studio, or it just comes out naturally and you protect that?
Yeah, I think it comes out naturally because we don't want to be set too hard in one direction, and we want to keep it interesting. I think we make music that we really want to listen to, and maybe it's a little quirky, I don't know.
Okay, and what about entering the music industry? How's it been like, and difficulties and victories and everything?
lots of learning every day.
Learning stuff that you don't want to learn?
Sometimes, you know, how the chorizo is made. But yeah.
Is it hard to handle sometimes, or you just like it's an ease for you?
I actually find it really interesting how, especially after COVID, things have changed a lot. And it's a big machine, and some of the parts you don't want to have to deal with, but you gotta deal with it to make it run.
You agree?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I was just thinking about everything that I dislike about the industry, and I was like, I'm happy I'm not having to answer this question, but no, it's all right. I don't care. Yeah, I think it's pretty weird that some things that you don't expect to have to do as a musician, like just solely as if you consider yourself like a musician, and now you have to do some really stupid shit, and it's just like, what are we talking about here? Sorry, I don't know if you could say that on the radio.
You can say everything.
Okay, but it's pretty it's kind of disgusting in my opinion, but that's where we are now, so. That's
okay.
It.
So good luck.
Yeah.
All the best.
I'm also not trying to complain. I feel very lucky to be in the situation that I'm in. But
but it's not easy.
It's weird.
It's weird. Dwell with some issues or whatever.
Yeah.
Everyone's got their own way.
Unfortunately, you have to be a content creator to be a band.
Yeah.
Which is something a lot of us don't like to do.
No, none of us really.
What?
You have to pay so
none of us
to
really
do
like
it.
To do it. Yeah.
So, last question. If you had a radio show, what would it be like?
Oh.
Would you like to do morning shows, late nights, all talk, no music, or just music? What would it be like?
Ooh, maybe it would be a little comedy and a little improv music, but it would be a early afternoon, I think, would be my sweet spot. Maybe we'd pop a bottle of champagne, have a mimosa, middle of the day, get a little cheese board, invite different folks each day. We have a marimba, we have a timpani, we have a jam, we play some songs.
That'd be great. What about you?
I would love to have a show that people put on when they're cooking dinner. And it can be like you're cooking and you're kind of dancing.
And some tips as well.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Don't
forget.
Whatever.
Or do we follow you through your dinner?
Oh, no. Okay. Actually, it may
be. It's cool too. It's like cooking.
Yeah. And some like ASMR, like mukbang. No, thank you.
I've listened to that as well. What about you?
I think I would. It would be kind of a talk radio show, but. I don't know, there'd be music. I just would do whatever I want to do that day. But it would have to be, I think it would be good to be like a partnership with somebody, you know, instead, not just one person. And then you can just kind of goof around the whole time and have special guests come on. And if you don't want to do anything, you just say, I like this album. Let's listen to this album on the radio now. So it would be whatever I want to do.
Would it be great?
No restrictions or whatever.
Guys, thank you so much for talking to our radio, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.